Here's Tom Appel. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He's the host of Consumer Guide Car Stuff, the podcast. You'll find his writing and ranting at consumerguide.com. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me again.
I thought about you when I saw a story in the New York Times, should I get a hybrid or go full electric? I want to walk you through a couple of the paragraphs and let you comment. You ready?
Sure.
The story by Jack Ewing says, many experts and environmental groups are critical of hybrids. They say the fuel savings are exaggerated and they don't cut greenhouse gas emissions as much as needed to slow global warming. What's your reaction to that sentence?
I think to make that paragraph more accurate, we should say skeptical of plug-in hybrids, not regular hybrids. Regular hybrids have been proven, and vehicles like the Toyota Prius have been on the road now for almost 25 years, and owners have been extremely happy with those cars. They're reliable, extremely efficient, and do exactly what people expect them to. So I think that there's no problem at all with hybrids. Plug-in hybrids, I think, deserve greater skepticism.
We'll get to that in a minute. But at the end of the day, a hybrid uses gas and the braking to charge the battery and make it run more efficiently. But
yeah,
you're burning gas. There's no getting around that. A Prius burns gasoline.
It does, yeah. If we're looking for zero carbon emissions, then a hybrid is simply a stepping stone on that path. But, yeah, we're talking about maybe a third less gas, maybe half the gas in very extreme and efficient conditions. But you're right. It's certainly not carbon-free.
Says here, sales of hybrid cars in the United States were up 33% in the first half of this year. Does that ring about right with you?
It does, and one of the things that I've heard economists say is that supply creates its own demand, and that's sort of what's happening here. There is increased demand for hybrids, true, but there's a lot more hybrids out there, and the Toyota Camry, for example, very popular car still, is hybrid only for 2025. You have no choice. If you buy a Camry, you get a hybrid.
Wow, it's 11% of new car sales now are hybrids. The Times says there are basically two kinds of hybrids, conventional, like we've been talking about, and plug-in. Conventional hybrids are known as mild hybrids. They say that the $28,000 base model of a Toyota Prius gets 57 miles to the gallon. Can you get a Prius for under $30,000, Tom?
Two things there. First, there is some confusion in the article. A mild hybrid is not a conventional hybrid. Those are actually two different things. And you can still get a Prius for under $30,000.
What's a mild hybrid?
A mild hybrid is similar to a hybrid, but it's a much simpler and less expensive application that involves an electric motor being incorporated into the transmission. What a mild hybrid won't do that a conventional hybrid will do is power the vehicle on electric power alone at low speeds. It simply just provides additional energy at launch of the vehicle. And it's collected the same way. It is energy that would have been wasted through braking, but it's a much simpler, less expensive, less efficient system.
We're getting to the point of contention, I think, in just a minute. Let me keep reading through this. Plug-in hybrids. This is the ones that are electrical charge at the mall or in your garage. Plug-in hybrids have larger batteries capable of powering cars solely with electricity for short distances. The plug-in version of the RAV4 sport utility vehicle can travel about 40 miles on battery alone, more than most Americans drive in a day. The folks I know with electric cars get more than 40 miles to a charge. What's your thought about that paragraph?
Yeah, most of pure electric vehicles, not plug-in hybrids, will go 250 to 300 miles in a charge typically. And then we're seeing that plug-in hybrids get between 35 and maybe 40 or 50 miles
of range. Right, because those aren't pure electric vehicles. So actually, you're not going to go as far on the battery in one of these hybrids. I didn't realize that. I'm not going to get 150 miles on a charge, huh?
No, and the premise is that most Americans drive about 33 miles a day. So a plug-in hybrid, if you plug it in daily, will cover all your needs, and you won't be using gasoline, say, during a normal work week.
Fully electric vehicles are far more effective weapon against climate change. But they also say a plug-in hybrid, so that's a fully electric vehicle, not a hybrid. They say this, a plug-in hybrid produces twice as much greenhouse gas emissions as a fully electric vehicle over its lifetime, according to research by the council that takes into account emissions from manufacturing and recycling batteries. So the plug-in hybrid produces twice the greenhouse gas emissions as a fully electric vehicle over its lifetime. That surprised me. Did that surprise you?
That seems about right. There's a number floating around that plug-in hybrid vehicles run on electricity about 45% of the time. And part of that is the limitations of the plug-in hybrid system, and part of that is because drivers don't plug in, which is a big problem. If you have a plug-in hybrid, you should plug it in because you're otherwise not benefiting from what your vehicle can deliver.
So I had good intentions, but now I'm lazy, and I'll just drive on gas all the time. Tom Appel, he's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. There's a story in the Times today. Should I get a hybrid or go full electric? By the way, Tom, you and I have been talking a lot about hybrid versus hybrid. That is, the plug-in hybrid versus the, the plug-in hybrid, the one that burns gas first, and then when it runs out, uses the charge, and then something like a Prius that uses the charge, if you will, only to make the gas engine more efficient. You're virtually, and the Prius we had once upon a time, we were really never traveling just on battery power alone, right?
Almost never, no. A conventional electric vehicle will run on just electric power and stop and go traffic, which is a huge boon to fuel economy because you're not starting the electric motor or asking the electric motor to do the work of launching a vehicle, which is where a lot of energy gets used. So that's handy. But yeah, they don't run on electric only for very long.
What was your contention with the article that we were reading?
Oh, it was the misuse of mild hybrid, and I'm seeing this more and more. Now that we're talking about plug-in hybrids, we're seeing that people are increasingly referring to conventional hybrids, like a regular Prius, as a mild hybrid. And actually, a regular Prius is much more than a mild hybrid. Mild hybrids are interesting in that they're used by a lot of luxury manufacturers just to improve fuel economy a little, but without having to compromise the drive experience by going to a full hybrid drivetrain.
What do you suggest I know or ask if I'm going to make the decision? Maybe with the dealer or different manufacturers. How do I decide which car I want to use?
Yeah, the interesting thing about a plug-in hybrid is that there is some commitment involved. One, you have to really commit to plugging in or you're not going to get the advantage of the vehicle. And in fact, you're going to be paying a penalty for carrying around that battery that you're not really using. Additionally, you want to think about charging. It is a vehicle with up to 40 miles of range, maybe 50 miles of range, there is a battery there that needs to be recharged. You can, in theory and in practice, plug it into just your wall outlet and get most of a charge overnight. But if you're really going to use a plug-in hybrid, you probably want to get a charger at home, just like you would for an electric vehicle. And that does require a bit of commitment and a bit of money.
Comment on this, Tom. A listener says, John, I have a four-wheel drive Toyota RAV4 hybrid. No plugging in at all. This thing gets amazing mileage. When I fill up its 16-gallon tank, it gets 540 miles. That's amazing. And it has all kinds of safety features. Costs us $30,000. Love this car. All cars and trucks should be hybrids. It just uses the brakes to generate more power to feed the battery. Why waste all that energy just to heat the brake pads? What's your thought about that note?
Vehicles are increasingly going to be hybrid. We're running into an interesting situation now where the industry's planned full implementation of electric vehicles has been pushed back by some years, 5 to 10 years perhaps, because consumers have not embraced electric vehicles. So we're going to see more and more hybrids showing up in conventional vehicles. They do cost more. We're talking about an additional cost of $2,000 to $4,000, and that's one reason that manufacturers don't make everything hybrid all the time. And consumers may balk at that. And if you don't drive a lot, you may not see the savings in gasoline covered by what you paid extra for the car, although you will get your money back at resale time.
Really resetting my thought about a plug-in hybrid because I thought the next car I was going to get would be that, in theory. I run this through my head every now and then because I like the idea of traveling on electric, but I'm only going to get about 40 miles, so that's limited. That bothers me a little bit. The fact that the manufacture of that is not super clean. You've got the battery issue and the process, which throws a lot of carbon into the air. So that doesn't sound so good to me, Tom.
No, and there's one more point to be made, too. A plug-in hybrid vehicle versus a conventional hybrid, if you had a vehicle that was available in both configurations, would return less fuel economy when it was running in hybrid mode, not in electric mode, simply because you have the extra weight of a battery and the other equipment that makes it a plug-in hybrid. So it is less efficient when it's not running in pure electric mode. And we see that people are not fully committed to plugging in. So.
That's funny, too. That's just so interesting. So you got that thing that you paid for. You're hauling around that damn battery, but I don't want to take the time to charge it, or I don't have the time. I'll just run on gasoline. And then you might as well just get a Prius. Just go ahead and get a hybrid, right?
You would be better off. If you're not going to plug in, just get a conventional hybrid, and you'll be very happy.
What about something that's neither of those? What's just a real good but efficient gas-powered car? Do they make those, or is everything hybrid in that space?
There are a lot of vehicles that are generally very efficient, and like cars we don't talk about anymore that are still wonderful, like the Honda Civic, which is powered by a small 1.5-liter turbocharged engine. It's quick, it's fun, and efficient. You should be able to break 30 miles per gallon all the time. Lots of cars out there still like that. Honda Accord, too. I'm a big fan of Hondas for efficiency. And if you don't want to deal with hybrid, there's still nice cars out there.
You'll find stuff like that at Consumer Guide Automotive and on the Consumer Guide Car Stuff podcast from Tom Appel. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, thank you.